Okay, well now in our Dream Team interview is going to head over to Pleasant Hill and talk with Pleasant Hill head coach Mike Hedrick. Mike, you had a couple players on the KMZU Dream Team this year. Let's talk first of all about your offensive player, Carson Shoup, a senior quarterback and receiver, and just a pretty good all-around player, wasn't he?
Yeah, I tell you, he did a great job for us. He started off playing quarterback for us and did a great job, and then when things had to transition a little bit, he was a great offensive guy to go out and help the kids on the outside, and he was able to to help our team, which is a huge thing. And with a season like we had, we struggled, obviously. But definitely he was a hard worker for us and helped a lot of kids out.
Talk about Carson's ability as a quarterback. Was he a runner, a passer? What were his strengths?
No, he could actually do a little bit of both of them. And he actually did a great job. He backed the kid up last year, ended up playing at a collegiate level here. And then so we kind of threw him in a new offense, knew everything. And I'll tell you what, that's tough to do sometimes when it's a new system. But he took charge of what he could take care of, and then when we ultimately needed him to go outside with some injuries, we ended up having some kids get injured in the middle of the year, and he was able to step out there, be a receiver kid. We ran a jet sweep with him a little bit, did a great job blocking, never complained, got after it every day, and then was just glad to be out there playing and a great teammate.
Well, you know, you talk about leadership, and it sounds like he was one of your leaders. And one way a guy can lead is to be willing to play wherever he's needed, and sounds like that's exactly what Carson did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you talk about this day and age, and kids, there's a lot of selfishness out there. This guy, he made no qualms about it. If it was something we needed him to do, he went and did it. He helped the kid. He helped the quarterback kid that came in behind him. Would talk to him on the sideline. You know, those things do not go unnoticed. They may be unnoticed to some people in the stands, but I guarantee as a coach, that's one of those guys that stepped up, helped everybody, helped our team, and was not selfish at all and just stepped out there. And if you watch him on film, man, he flat got after it every time. So he was great to have on our team, that's for sure.
When we're talking with Pleasant Hill head coach Mike Hedrick, and coach, talk about your defensive player, senior Miguel Venegas. I believe he was a defensive back for you.
Yep. He's another kid for us that played in and basically played offense and defense both for us. But defensively, he's a kid who was, you talk about they're going to go after him just because of his stature. Sometimes they look at him and think, oh, we're going to be able to do this. I'll tell you what, you talk about a physical player. He'd come in there and get it done. When we lost him midway through the year there, I believe in the Harrisonville game, he's having a great game. He had a couple, three or four catches, some tackles for loss, some pass breakups, and then when we lose him, that hurts us a lot. Just because of what he offered on both sides of the ball, which ultimately led to Carson having to move a little bit too. But, you know, you're talking about a kid who did everything we asked him to do, smart player, heady, and helping kids out. I mean, he flat got after it.
Do either Miguel or Carson, either one of them plan to play college ball, play at the next level?
I don't know that they will. I know we've had some college coaches in here and talked to them. I don't know if these guys are interested in doing that. I think that's part of this, of the KMZU. There's so many kids out there that there's nothing wrong with being a great high school football player, and these are two kids who are definitely, got their money's worth, because it's just so fleeting and so small of a chance and so short of a time. These two guys are the guys, when you watch on film, you're like, holy cow, they're getting their money's worth, because as we all know, when we get older, boy, it'd be fun to get one more play. Well, they got every play they could get, so they were fun to watch.